Mitra was about to fire back another angry retort when the stronghold was rocked to its foundations by a very loud explosion coming from somewhere off to the east.
The Imperial Guard,
Scourge gasped.
They're here.
Alarms began to ring through the corridor, mingling with the sounds of shouts and running feet as Nyriss's people responded to the sudden attack. Mitra reached up and yanked the slave collar from her neck, hurling it across the floor. T3 mimicked her by popping off his restraining bolt.
The dungeon is this way,
Scourge said, quickly putting their now pointless argument behind them.
Follow me.
The explosions continued as he led them through the twisting passages. They were coming from all sides. Obviously, the Imperial Guard had the entire stronghold surrounded. Based on the frequency and size of the distant explosions, Mitra guessed they were using an artillery assault to try to breach the walls at multiple locations. Males and females ran past them in both directions, some rushing to join the fray, and others scrambling to safety. The unexpected attack had caught Nyriss's people completely off guard. They were in disarray, their efforts to defend the stronghold uncoordinated and disorganized.
I would have expected someone on the Dark Council to put up better resistance,
Mitra said as they turned a corner and raced down another hall.
The security chief and three of his top lieutenants aren't here to rally them, thanks to you,
he reminded her. They rounded another corner and confronted the first real sign of any kind of counterattack. 8 soldiers led by a lightsaber-wielding Sith acolyte had taken up positions in the corridor roughly 10 meters away from a large smoking hole in the wall. As the smoke cleared, dozens of red-uniformed soldiers poured through the breach, armed with blaster pistols and electro-staffs. Nyriss's people opened fire, mowing down the first wave. Those in the ranks behind never even slowed. Driven forward by their furious devotion to the Emperor, they charged the enemy line with a reckless disregard for their own safety. Had the defenders held their ground and continued to fire, they might have survived several more waves. But their morale was shaken by the berserker mentality of their attackers. So instead, they broke ranks and tried to flee. None of them succeeded. 3 were taken down by blaster fire, shot in the back as they turned to run. The other 5, including the acolyte with the lightsaber, were swallowed up by a sea of red-uniformed guards and smashed down with electro-staffs. The entire incident took less than 10 seconds, plenty of time for Scourge to lead Mitra and T3 in another direction. But instead of trying to avoid the melee, the Sith had simply held his ground and watched. As the last defender fell, the invaders broke into 2 teams and set off in opposite directions down the hall. The chance to hide until they passed was lost, and the red-robed butchers approached. Mitra started to reach for the lightsaber hidden inside her black knee-high leather boot. Scourge grabbed her wrist and shook his head. He stepped back against the wall, dragging her with him. Recognizing Scourge as a friendly target, the Imperial guards ran past without even a second glance.
The dungeons are close, Scourge told her once they were alone again.
They were fortunate enough not to encounter any more battles for the rest of the journey, though they came across the aftermath of several violent skirmishes. Some of the bodies wore the red uniforms of the invaders, but for every one of them were at least 5 of Nyriss's people. Security guards, acolytes, and even civilian staff lay strewn about the halls and corridors. The Emperor's guard had spared no one. Mitra understood there had been no other way to free Revan, but she still felt revulsion at the wholesale slaughter. When she noticed the body of a young Twi'lek slave lying on the floor with her throat cut, she forced herself to look away.
Nyriss's personal attendant, Scourge noted. But I don't see Nyriss among the dead.
T3 beeped, and Mitra shook her head.
I don't think she escaped, she said,
remembering the ruthless efficiency and organization of the attacking troops.
Her fate is irrelevant, Scourge declared.
Right. Take us to Revan.
They rounded a final corner, bringing them face to face with a massive durasteel door. Scourge stepped up and punched in a security code, but the door didn't open. He tried again, and the pad responded with a sharp buzz.
The whole place is in emergency lockdown, he said. My security codes won't work.
Don't worry, Mitra said confidently. T3 can slice through any security system.
He'd better hurry, Scourge said. I don't sense guards on the other side of the door.
You think they fled?
He shook his head.
I think when the alarms went off, Nyriss told them to execute the prisoner.